You feel as if Michaelis should have more than one win after these last four games that he's pitched?
Yeah, he should. He's thrown really well. Obviously, he's been a horse for us and thrown some really good gems. Today was another one. Got after it, attacked with the fastball, dominated with the fastball. And between that and the curveball, nine strikeouts, did a really nice job. But yes, I would say that's valid.
Last time he faced these guys, it was largely the same top of the lineup, at least, and he really had to grind through that game. What did you see difference-wise from him for that start to this one?
Beat guys up top with the fastball, had a really good feel for the curveball, mixed all five pitches. Not that he doesn't do that every time, but I feel like the curveball was a big player for him. And then the guys he can beat up top, he exposed it. Yeah.
How much of a risk do you take by hitting for your starting catcher when you're ahead in the game? And I know you're trying to get more runs, but you are ahead still, and you got a kid coming in for the last three innings, which came out all right.
Depends what you consider risk. If you're saying injury risk and being left without a catcher, that's one thing. I don't think you're losing a whole lot on the defensive side. You're getting a better at bat. If you add there, you have the possibility of not using your back end for multiples, and they're available tomorrow. So, risk reward. I'm okay with it.
Is that a bad for Herrera, one where you see something from him? That's obviously an important spot in that game.
Big at bat. Hopefully he can build off of that from a confidence standpoint. But yes.
Is that a play? Is Bader trying to force a throw into second on that play when he takes the advance there? Or he just read that ball deep enough for him to
read it deep enough, and then good job of Sosa to run through home plate there in case it's close at second. But yeah.
What do you suppose caused Gallegos to stop his motion there on the ball?
I didn't ask him, but I saw him point to the pitch comm. I think it went off as he was lifting his leg. So he looked in and pointed at his hat. So my guess is different pitch call as he was lifting threw him off. It'd throw me off, too.
So much for technology. Ortega had a lot of good swings in that at bat. Did he see pretty much everything that Gallegos had to offer there?
Yeah, we'll look at it again. You had some guys take some pretty good swings off Gallegos today. Guys that have a lot of swing and miss in their game. A lot of foul balls there from a couple guys in their lineup. We'll make sure that he's not giving anything away from a tipping standpoint.
Did you feel that not getting anybody home at second and third and nobody out there was going to bite you a little bit later on?
Yeah, didn't love it. Just need to take better at bats in that situation. Yeah, we had an opportunity to cash in a couple times and didn't. We'll be better moving forward.
Both those guys are over 30 pitches today. Has that put them in some jeopardy for tomorrow?
Yes. That's why you want to add on there. The new at bat is basically if we can score another one, Oviedo takes the seventh, use Gio in the eighth, and Helsing the ninth, all three available tomorrow.
If you're 4-1 ahead, you go with Oviedo?
Okay. Yeah, Ovi's in that game, so we were trying to get one more across there and be able to use each one for one, and then all three be available tomorrow. We got a hit tomorrow.
Newport's had a couple of decent at-bats, but not the last two nights.
The two pinch hit at-bats, kind of over the top of some off-speed stuff. But overall, he has taken pretty good at-bats since being with us. So not too concerned.
With Oviedo making that transition to the bullpen, did he get hot enough today where you have to evaluate him?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Do you think Herrera will catch tomorrow?
We'll look at it once I sit down here in a couple minutes.